goat hunting by helicopter. It's something the State Land and Natural Resources started to do last year to manage the feral goat problem threatening our watersheds out in the Waianae Mountain Range. But some Leeward Coast hunters aren't happy about it. That's a story our partners at Civil Beat are reporting. Chad Blair joins us today. Morning, Chad.
Good morning, Catherine.
So tell us more about this.
Well, it's only the second time it's happened. The DLNR, Department of Land and Natural Resources, started this last year. And, you know, I think I might use the word culling instead of hunting, because what they're doing is they're trying to control this feral goat population. They're very worried about the watershed up there. They're worried that these goats are damaging vegetation, that they are perhaps spreading non-native weeds, that they are eroding the soil. And so they have started this program. But as you said, hunters out there, and apparently there's several hundred that hunt, particularly in Makaha and Waianae, they're upset about this for a number of reasons. One, the major reason being that they actually rely on the goat meat for sustenance. Our reporter, Katie Boone, actually talked to one hunter out there for 50 years now. He's been hunting goats and eats almost every part of the animal, including the skin.
Now, they're not doing a total eradication of the goats, though.
No, and that has happened in other places. I think Lanai, for example, Ko'olawe, of course, easier to control that on smaller islands rather than the Waianae Mountain Range. And there have been efforts to shoot by air goats in the past in other places. The story actually says back in the 1970s it happened in Volcanoes National Park. But the concern here is the hunters also would like to be able to have some access. They've actually proposed that maybe there's a balance that we can strike where there's certain areas where we can go and have our traditional sustenance hunting and see if they can strike a balance. Tonight, by the way, I should just plug, there is a meeting out in Anakuli with Representative Andrea Tipola. She's hoping that folks will come out there, hunters, government officials, to see if they can come up with a way to accommodate both sides.
Okay. Well, interesting issue and very important to that community. Thank you, Chad.
You're welcome, Catherine.
Every day we bring you the reality check from Civil Beat, and we were speaking with political and opinion editor Chad Blair.